enjoyed that very much. Now, this young lady probably doesn't need an introduction, but she's kind of special to me, so I wanted to get up here and say something about her. We've all watched Hannah grow up into a lovely young woman who has a heart for missions that's just beyond anything I've ever seen. And I can remember when she was smaller, I tell this on her a lot. I'd say, Hannah, what'd you learn at school this week? Nothing. And I said, girl, you need to just quit school and get a job because you're just not learning a thing. But I think she's learned more than enough, so she's going to share with us this morning. Miss Hannah.
Good morning. It's actually kind of ironic because I spoke at Mount Olive Baptist Church last week, and this exact same song that we just sang is what they sang over there. And so I just thought that was really cool. But I'm going to open this up in prayer, and then I will get started. Father God, I love you. Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity that you have given Alice and I to get up here and to just share your word and share what you've laid on our hearts, God. So I pray that you would just help me to be bold, Lord God. I pray that you would unleash your spirit amongst this place, Lord, that you may open our hearts and our eyes and our ears, God, to take from it what you would have us take, God. And I pray that we would all leave here as vessels for you, Lord, to go out and to be a light to the nations. God, whether that's right outside of our door, God, whether that's halfway across the world. Father God, I pray that you would just set a fire amongst our hearts. God, I pray that you would give me the words to say. I pray that you would give me boldness and courage, God, and just strength to get through this. And I pray that